Mr. Saleh, Muslim Democratic Union Party, PYD leader, what will your party's position be if U.S. and the Western allies attack Syria to prevent further chemical attacks?
Well, we know very well that from the beginning of Syrian issue, they were talking about invasion and military attack on Syria. We always thought the military attack and the military invasion wouldn't bring the solution. Opposite of that, it will mix the situation more and more. Because of that, we always thought that the political solution is the best way. And because of that, we supported Geneva II and all peaceful efforts for solution. Again, we think this is the invasion, military invasion, wouldn't bring a solution very easily.
But, Mr. Muslim, now the strong possibility is that there is not going to be a military invasion, but an airstrike.
Yeah, we don't know. If you start firing someplace, you don't know how to put the fire down. So because of that, I think it's a very dangerous state. In the war, you cannot stop it sometimes. But if it's done, maybe it will fire all the Middle East.
2 days ago, Reuters did an interview with you. You supposedly told Reuters that you don't think Syrian regime use chemical weapons. So later on, you'll send a clarification, but I would like to ask you, what do you think about the use of chemical weapon in Syria? Do you believe the regime used that? What do you think?
Yeah, my interview with Reuters was changed a little bit. I didn't want to clarify any side of the using chemical weapons. But all we want is really to find the real user of these chemical weapons against the people. Now, true, there is an attack and a lot of people were killed. But actually, we don't know who is the side, who is the killer of those people, whose side, which one is used, I mean, these chemical weapons. And I think we should wait till we find the result of the investigation going on by the United Nations. It's just a few days, and everything will be clarified. We think those who use this chemical weapon should go to the judge, I mean this humanitarian judge in Lahaye should go to there. The crimes against the humanity should go there and be judged there. So because of that, we are not going to say any side. We don't know exactly who has used it, but the regime is possibly can use it because it's, I mean, if it's shelling his people with rockets and the shells, it can do everything to their people. Either.
Do you think the rebels have the capacity as well? Washington thinks that rebels don't have this capacity to use chemical weapons. Some activists claim that rebels really use some chemicals. So what do you think?
As before, possibility of using the toxic matters instead of chemical weapons, and it's used in somewhere before. So even in that case, we don't know who used it, but mainly those toxic materials is on the hand of this, the rebels too. So they can use it. If they are slaughtering the people, I mean in the streets, so why they don't use these toxics?
Mr. Muslim, my last question is about the existence of radical extremist Islamic groups. Some Kurds are disappointed that U.S. and West are not raising the existence of radical Islamists in Syria generally and in Kurdish region especially.
The United States recently put this Jabhat al-Nusra in the terrorist list, but still the weapons from the West is going to them. How? Because they are supporting the pre-Syrian army, and we know many groups, many brigades of the Syrian Free Army are dealing with the Jabhat al-Nusra, and even they are supporting them during the fighting with the Kurds. We saw this situation in Kobani, we saw in Ras Al-Ain, we saw in Afrin and everywhere. This Jabhat al-Nusra is supported by this brigade from the Free Syrian Army who are getting the arms from the West. They cannot say we are not supporting them. I mean, we're supporting them indirectly.